It's the Big Band Swing Show with the Camel Caravan in Los Angeles, August of 1937. Benny Goodman.
Get a lift with a camel. Camel Cigarettes present Benny Goodman Swing School, a weekly roundup of everybody who wants to get a lift with this thing called swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and Meyer Alexander's Swing Chorus. Also, two jazzy new students, radio's mad comedy team, Block and Sully, all brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes.
Good evening, everybody. This is Benny Goodman welcoming you to the Swing School for Camel Cigarettes.
But what's on the musical blackboard tonight, Professor?
Oh, it's really going to be different tonight, Doctor. But first, we're going to swing in our stride with Remember by Irving Berlin. Latch on, boys. Told you that the school was going to be different tonight.
Wait a minute, Professor. Give me a fanfare, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I have the honor to present a new and talented singer whose golden voice you hear tonight in its world premiere. Presenting for the first time in history that dulcet-voiced singer, the King of Swing, Benny Goodman singing Me, Myself, and I.
Rather a modest little build-up, Doctor.
Thank you.
I are all in love with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be denied, dear, you've brought the sun to me. We'd be satisfied, dear, if you belong to one of us. So, if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two. 'Cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
Tonight's little lesson in chamber music, the trio sends you the swing school version of the popular new Sailboat in the Moonlight.
Here it is, all for you, students. Just listen.
I told you that the school is going to be different tonight. Well, the singing department has been playing with nursery rhymes all week, and tonight the kiddies are going to swing Mother Goose.
Mother Goose marches on.
Hide in the middle, and the cat and the fiddle, and the cow jumped over the moon. Oh, hide in the middle, and the cat and the fiddle, and the kitchen ran away with the spoon. Like a little kid. Lionel Hampton leads off the Board of Trustees as they start digging on one of the greatest tunes of the early jazz era. It's Shine, and the quartet, vibraphone, piano, clarinet, and drums, sends it to you modernized, Goodmanized, and streamlined for swing. Thank you.
We're going to pause it from the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman, August the 10th of 1937. This broadcast is coming from Los Angeles, with the broadcast of the Camel Caravan coming from Los Angeles. This broadcast of the Big Band Swings program is coming your way from downtown New Iberia. As everything has changed due to the COVID-19 and all of the orders to keep your distance there, stay at home and not able to go to the KRVS studios, which is also having an impact on our fundraiser, which normally we'd be cranking up about this time of the year. However, and in lieu of, I'd like to mention, take a little time out to mention that we're still needing your support. We really appreciate you staying with KRVS and listening to our broadcast. And always remember, you can go to the website, krvs.org, and listen to prior broadcasts of all our great shows, see the lineup, and get various news items and public service announcements. And like, we had information on the recent Virtual Festival International. And there is something that public radio is doing in this time. We're calling it the Giving Tuesday. That's going to start up May the 5th, Giving Tuesday. We ask for your support during this time, as you would normally give during our spring fundraiser. We're going to do it virtual-like. You can go to the website at krvs.org and make your pledge. I'm not sure about the premiums. We'll hammer out the details on that in just a bit. But in the meantime, there is support that you can donate to us. You can keep the broadcast going, whether we're broadcasting from Cecil's apartment or Lee's radio studio in downtown New Iberia on the banks of the Bayou Teche. We appreciate your support and consideration. You can't spell KRVS without you on the campus of UL. Closed down now till we get through with all this. And we will try and organize something. Hopefully we'll be able to do a live at the studios, at the Cypress Lake Studios fundraiser during the summer. Giving you a broadcast of the Camel Caravan, sponsored by Camel Cigarettes. They still make those little guys, those little short camels. Smoking's bad for you. Smoking's bad. Don't take up smoking because you heard the advertisements for camels on the Benny Goodman Camel Caravan. Those things are expensive now, too. They're almost $10 a package. My favorite brand was the Lucky Strike. Remember, Lucky Strike goes green. We tied that in way back when we were doing our early Big Band Swing shows. It's sort of like right at some anniversaries of some significant World War II events, and the military needed that green dye for the khaki, so they dropped the green Lucky Strike packs and went to white. And Lucky Strike goes to war. And like so many of our big manufacturers, from Ford Motor Company, General Electric, going to war against COVID, manufacturing all the respirators and masks and supplies. I saw a company in Rain was putting out these very powerful, very efficient sprayers, all self-contained, where you go around mass picnic tables, bleachers, big warehouses, and you could spray the disinfectant to fight that coronavirus. So everybody's having to make changes, and we are trying to do our part, and we ask you to don't forget us during the springtime. Even though we're not able to do the regular, the official-like fundraiser, we're still grabbing a cup of Mellow Joy there. Still need your support, and we really appreciate you listening in for all of our programming on KRVS. Check it out. You can make a pledge online, very safely, very secure, at krvs.org. We'll be right back. Good evening from the Beige Room, downtown New Iberia. The walls are, one of the walls anyhow, is beige colored to tan. Then the other wall is actually the old brick. It's a very historic building in downtown New Iberia that we're broadcasting in tonight. It was, I don't know the first purpose of it. It could have been, I know, after World War II for certain, it was a top-end men's clothing store where you could actually come in, and we had several tailors in New Iberia. And we had sailors, too, when we had the jet base here, the air base, the Naval Air Station. But, yeah, we had tailors here, and this was a place where you could come in, buy stuff off the rack, or get your custom suit, and it was top end for the sharp, well-dressed man about town. So anyhow, we got that brick, one wall. Actually, it's two walls, and we've got this partition, which is tan. So we just, for right now, we'll call it the beige room, the beige room. Ceiling is at Celotex. It's got diamond patterns on it. Very, you can tell the building was remodeled in the sometime in the late 1950s. A lot of facades were redone. Going away from that old Western wood look to a more modern. We got a lot of Art Deco, like the old Wormser's building. That's another clothing store. And you had the old Abdallah's with the sort of similar to the downtown Abdallah's in Lafayette, those enamel panels. You know what I'm talking about. Kind of got in a rambling phase here. We'll get back to Benny Goodman of the Camel Caravan. Kind of a little bit of Art Blakey play, a little high-fidelity music. And we note that you can probably tell that the broadcast that we're playing with Benny Goodman is coming down a telephone line. Back in the day, that's how they did it. Feeding it to from Los Angeles to New York City, and then from New York to all the various affiliates via the phone line, and the fidelity wasn't the highest. But it is interesting just to hear the interplay and how the announcer and Mr. Benny Goodman working together, and little conversational bits in between the music segments. Back to that. Back, we're going back to Los Angeles shortly after some more Art Blakey, Jazz Messengers from. From a broadcast from a record of 1958, Moaning. Don't forget, fundraiser post push back until the summer, hopefully. And in the meantime, we'd ask you to continue to show your support by visiting the KRVS.org website, and you can make comments, and you can also pledge. And we will be, hopefully, pulling off the traditional fundraiser in the summertime. Right now, what the public radio folks are doing is what's being called the Giving Tuesday Now. Giving Tuesday Now, and that'll start up Tuesday, May the 5th. Welcome to May, y'all. Art Blakey putting down the beat on Moaning with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, and that would be Lee Morgan, trumpet, Benny Golson, tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jaime Merritt on bass, Art Blakey on drums, from the album Moaning, 1958. All right, we're going to, Sherman, you've got the Wayback Machine re-queued up because we need to get back to the Camel Caravan. And remember, folks, Smoking is bad for you. Don't do that. If you do it, don't do it anymore. If you're thinking about doing it, don't do it. August the 10th, 1937. Let's go to Los Angeles to continue with the Camel Caravan and Benny Goodman, and Lionel Hampton's in the group, too, at this time.
Well, here they come, dudes, that dizzy dame, Eve Sully, and the man she's driven, Daffy, Jesse Block.
To Miss Eve Sully, this is Professor Benny Goodman.
Hello.
It's a pleasure, I'm sure, Miss Sully. I've met Jesse Block before. How are you, Jesse?
Well, I was okay when I first came here, Benny, but
Miss Sully, I might add that Professor Goodman is the world's greatest clarinetist.
Oh, he is? What instrument does he play?
He plays the clarinet. He's a virtuoso.
Well, he looks like an American to me.
He is an American. Why don't you step up on the platform and sing a song for the students?
Sing a song?
That's right.
Oh, no. I won't get on any platform. Why, once my uncle got on the platform, and in 5 minutes he was dead.
Why, what happened?
Somebody sprang the trap. And boy, did he swing.
Well, go ahead, Eve. Sing, swing, anything. Swing, Benny, swing. Swing, Benny, swing. When cold winter comes and we're all out of wood, why should we call up the woodman?
I'll just tune in Benny Goodman.
That music bothered me. Swing, Benny, swing.
He'll chase old Mr. Blues away.
The devil is afraid of music with that certain swing. So good we don't want any.
Gosh, you're so grand, Benny.
Yes, Benny, Benny, swing, Benny, swing.
Mailman's been lugging in those requests for the swing choice of the week. And the voters in a body went for more sing, sing, sing. You know, we gave you the first installment, but it wasn't enough. Tonight we cut the pages of Volume 2, a super edition that goes on and up from where we left off and contains a complete jam session in one easy lesson. Part 2, sing, sing, sing.
And Krupa's on his way.
Thank you.
Gene Krupa drums, Benny Goodman on the Camel Caravan, August 1937, broadcasting from Los Angeles.
Oh, you really swung it that time, Gabe. And that's tonight's session of Benny Goodman's School Stews, brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. Next week, we'll have another surprise for you when the famous comedian from the Metropolitan Opera Company, Marek Wintheim, shows up at the school. So make sure you're with us then, and be sure to get in your request for next week's Killer Diller. The number one tobacco with the great brotherhood of pipe smokers is that mild, tasty, crimp-cut, and no-bite tobacco, Prince Albert. And that's a cue for you occasional pipe smokers. Try Prince Albert and become a steady, happy pipe man. And so the Camel Caravan rolls on with Benny Goodman Swing School. And remember, camels set you right.
This is Benny Goodman saying good night for camels. See you next Tuesday.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking. Good night.
Lee Kleinpeter for the Big Band Swing Show.
Columbia Broadcasting System.
On 88.7 FM, KRVS. Sure. I remember the Prince Albert. There used to be a prank you could do. You'd call up the drugstore or whatever, you buy your cigarettes, and you say, "Hey, excuse me, do you have Prince Albert in the can?" Which they did. You know. "Oh, yes, yes, we do." "Well, you better let him out. He's getting kind of stuffy in there."
United States of America to the other United Nations of the world. command of the AAF Training Command under the direction of Captain Glenn Miller, with Sergeant Ray McKinley, Sergeant Mel Powell, and many of your old friends. Here's Captain Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Lieutenant Don Briggs, and hello, everybody. Coming up first is the band playing Sergeant Jerry Gray's tribute to the lads who pilot one of America's newest institutions, Jeep Jockey Jump. According to the cash customers on the receiving end of this program, they like Sergeant Johnny Desmond singing Speak Low. So, speak low again, Sergeant.
Speak low when you speak low. Our summer day tomorrow is near, tomorrow. you'll go. And time a thief will lay. Darling, will lay. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon.
Johnny Desmond, backed by Glenn Miller and the Army Air Force Band, 1944, February.
The crew chiefs and Sergeant Bobby Nichols give you a nickel's worth of some of your musical favorites. Jukebox Saturday Night.
Coming your way on 88.7, your big band swings, Jukebox.
Dedicated to the commanding general of the AAF, General H.H. Arnold, with my head in the clouds. Thank you. song written by Irving Berlin and dedicated to the commanding general of the AAF, General H.H. Arnold, with My Head in the Clouds.
Think of when he's up there in the sky. Ask any army pilot and he'll answer
with a sigh. While I'm there in the air with my head in the clouds, I think of someone I love, and I know down below she is thinking of me while I am up there.
The bomb that's wired for some.
Miles away, how I yearn to return with my head in the clouds to the one I love on the
Glenn Miller, Army Air Force Band, February of 1944.
Time now to take our leave until next week's meeting. You keep the letters a-coming, we'll keep the music a-going.
As we say in Radio Land, keep those cards and letters coming in, and we ask you to keep those cards and letters coming in for the fundraiser, which is going to be pushed back until the summertime when the living is easier, perhaps, hopefully. What we're going to try in the meantime is to do what is being called Giving Tuesday Now. That's going to start up Tuesday, May the 5th. Judith and the department, our development directing department, is going to be sending us emails, sending out emails to you, and posting on social media and running a few recorded announcements. We'd like you to join in this special type of what you call a virtual fundraiser effort. Next couple of weeks we'll be doing that. So heads up on that. And it's always fun just to see what's happening different, what's been posted on our website for KRVS.org during these special times. We'll make it, and the music, the programming does help to make it a little more tolerable, even in just the ordinary old grind of life. Not ready yet to join the beat generation that was pre-hippie when you got fed up and you just got beat down by life. But we sprang back up. Do it again one more time. Harry James with Sleepy Lagoon. I got to see Harry James in concert in the mid-70s, so 73, at the New Iberia High School Auditorium. A great show. Just so interesting to see Harry James right there playing for us live. An audience of maybe 600-700 right here in New Iberia, where we are broadcasting downtown studios on the banks of the Bayou Teche. Former pathway. 5,000-7,000 years ago, Mississippi River ran through here, and you can still see its impact. The from where it used to run from bank to bank, I'd guess it'd be about 100 yards. We're here on a ridge about 20 feet plus above sea level, and then there's the drop down for the parking lot where they cleared out a bunch of old buildings for the downtown. And but you can see where the bayou used to be way, way wide. So check out our website and Giving Tuesday Now. Keep that in mind. It's kind of a special day where you can go to the web. You can go anytime, but that's when it's all maybe more coordinated at krvs.org, our virtual spring fundraiser. We're going to play an excerpt from another of the Glenn Miller programs, live programs. This will take us back to 1941. It is the Glenn Miller Sunset Serenade. Here's another one sponsored by Chesterfield. Milder, cooler, better taste.
Good afternoon and greetings, everybody. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade. Friends, the headman himself, Glenn Miller. Come on in, Glenn.
Thank you, Bill. Hello, everybody. It's around 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon here in New York, and that means we're all ready to bring you our weekly sunset serenade from the Café Rouge in the Hotel Pennsylvania. It's a big crowd of our friends gathered here today to take part in our USO matinee, and of course our sunset serenade designed for the pleasure of you folks at home, with a special salute to the men in Uncle Sam's service everywhere. Now, for your dancing or listening pleasure, here's your old friend, Tuxedo Junction.
Lee Klein, Peter, your man in the beige room for the time being, broadcasting in New Iberia on the banks of the Bayou Teche, from Port Barry to Morgan City. Here we go. Thank you for joining us tonight. Remember, the Tuesday virtual fundraiser begins. Giving Tuesday Now. Go to krvs.org.
Hi, this is Glenn Fields. I'd like to invite you to join me for All Over the Map, brand new radio show Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We're going to listen to all kinds of weird stuff, exotica, Hawaiian music, soul music, jazz, anything. It's going to be all over the map. Who knows what's going to happen? So join me Thursdays at 10 p.m. right here on KRVS.
enjoy Zydeco blues and old school R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.